When I asked my mom about the history behind this dish, she told me that it's been in the family for at least three generations. Her grandmother used to make this recipe over her fireplace using a swivel arm crane and a cast iron pot. This recipe calls for turkey or chicken, and after Thanksgiving, my great-grandmother would use leftover Thanksgiving turkey to make this dish. When I was growing up, we would sometimes cook Brunswick stew over a fire too, when we camped. We would prepare big batches of it in advance. The campsite we often went to had, attached to the fire pit, a section with a cast iron grill that could be lowered or heightened. I remember us shoveling hot coals underneath that grill and then reheating the stew on top of the grill. Otherwise, though, we ate it in the very different setting of Texas suburbia. We cooked it on the stove in the biggest metal pot that we had. Sometimes the simmering bubbles would splash drops of it out onto the stovetop. And we always made double batches, so there would be plenty of leftovers to reheat later. The dish, like its history, is not very glamorous, but it did fill up hungry bellies. My siblings and I made some embellishments on this recipe when we were little. We always topped it with grated cheddar cheese, for example. I liked to add the cheese only after the soup had cooled down because I hated it when the cheese would melt, becoming stringy and messy. It's a personal preference thing. We also used to have Brunswick with a side of cast iron baked cornbread. One of those cast iron pans I found out this summer as I restored the two of them is decades old. We'd eat the cornbread with butter and honey. At some point, we started adding slices of cornbread into the Brunswick stew itself to thicken it and help it cool faster. At some point after that, we would also add the butter and honey accoutrement into the stew itself too. Probably too much.